speaking of the Mick Jones that is in Foreigner, not in The Clash, he and Lou Gramm wrote most of the songs. Little songwriting team. And by the time they got to their third album, music was changing a little bit. The third album was called Head Games. And Lou Gramm came up with the title, a little bit of the melody, which he played with two fingers on a piano. And Mick Jones took it from there. It ended up at number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100. Title track was Head Games. Mick Jones talks about that song.
That was a title that Lou came up with. It was the first song he played me on two fingers on a piano. We kind of took it from there, and I suppose it was sort of a Foreigner-type song in a way. That album generally was sort of a little departure. Times were changing musically in a way, and we were sort of changing. We just had the first personnel change in the band at that point when Rick Wills came along, and it was sort of a significant new step.
Personnel. Grace Slick. She's 80 years old now. She was in Jefferson Airplane back in the 60s and Starship after that, and she said she was living a high-risk existence. Sometimes I wonder why, she said, especially since my idea of heaven was to get really drunk and drive a car real fast. I took a lot of drugs. I've never eaten right. I've never exercised a day in my life. My idea of exercise was having sex. My doctor looked at me the other day and said, God, you're a tough broad. They asked her about Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, and Brian Jones, all 27 when they went. She's 80. She said, back in the 60s, you didn't go to rehab. Rehab was for people who broke their legs skiing. The only thing you could not do was kill people. Everything else was acceptable. Trust me, you're not trying to kill yourself. You're just having fun. I don't remember anyone being miserable. Sure, Janis Joplin had issues, but nobody was suicidal. The only downside was we did not measure the drugs we took. Always good advice. Measure your drugs.